As we were praying, I was reminded of the story of Noah. Noah in the boat with the floods all around him. And imagine his frustration, even when it stops raining, he still had to spend a long time in the boat waiting for the water to stop. But eventually, the boat landed. And Noah didn't know how long he was going to be in the boat for, how he was going to be provided for in some ways, because he didn't know the length of time, nor he knew where he was going to land. And I feel that the Lord wants to encourage us with that. He says, you know, we are in a similar situation. In some ways, we are surrounded by the pandemic. Maybe some things have eased now, but we don't know when it's going to finish. But what we know is that he's in control and our boat is going to land. We don't know when, but he's asking us to wait and trust in him. He is guiding the boat and he's providing for us.
Okay, Ben's got a word that follows on from Paola's. Ben, if you can come off mute.
Sure, thank you. Yeah, very similar. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will direct your paths. I got a sense very much the Lord was saying, yes, we're all on a journey. And again, I guess through this pandemic, we're on a different kind of journey. But the Lord will help us if we really trust him with all our heart. Amen.
That word. Ben was reading from Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Philippa's also got a word. Again, I think it's for us today. And it's a very similar word. It really reflects that song that we heard at the beginning of the meeting about giants being in the land. So Philippa, if you'd like to come off mute as well and just share your word too. Before.
Sure. It's from Numbers, some verses from chapter 13 and chapter 14. And it's a passage where Moses sent some spies to check in the promised land. And so they gave Moses this account. We went into the land to which you sent us, and it does flow with milk and honey. Here is its fruit. But the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified and very large. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. But the men who had gone up with him said, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are. Then Joshua and Caleb, who were among those who had explored the land, tore their clothes and said to the entire Israelite assembly, the land we passed through and explored is exceedingly good. If the Lord is pleased with us, he will lead us into that land, a land flowing with milk and honey, and will give it to us. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not be afraid of the people of the land, because we will swallow them up. Their protection is gone, but the Lord is with us. Do not be afraid of them. And I felt the Lord saying that, you know, the giants are real. They are there. Together with the promise comes the difficulties, the challenges, the obstacles. They are together with that. And he asks us, who do you look at? Who do you focus? We focus on the giants. We'll stay on the outskirts of the promised land, and we will not go in. They were there, about within reach, and they didn't enter because they couldn't see beyond the giants. They just saw them and they thought, this is it. And they were afraid. They didn't trust the Lord and they didn't go in. And I feel the Lord saying, yes, there are giants, obstacles and difficulties, but the promise is there. If you trust me, you can enter. There is a promise of something good for you. You trust me to deal with the challenges, to defeat those giants, and you go in and claim the promise I have for you. Don't look at the giants. Don't focus on that, but just trust in me to deal with it and enter and move forward, enter into the promise.